Gex. Hey, Bill.
I've noticed that your colleagues, they seem a little lost when you're not with them in the morning.
So a couple of them yesterday afternoon, and they implied that they've been missing me.
You're sort of the glue, right? You're sort of the glue. I come on there. There are a few that recognize my voice. They, you know, they talk to me and everything. So I do appreciate that. You know, there's a big difference between being the glue and just being recognizable.
Hopefully here soon I'll be back on somewhat of a schedule and can get that problem solved.
What's the stuff occurring at the moment?
At the moment, actually working on a potential job, so I'm working on some information for it.
Along the lines you already were doing, or is this a whole other thing?
I've done a little bit of it over my career, but never to this extent.
It's not about the details, it's about the overall maturity and the overall, aptitude, I think. I know a guy that he owned a gun shop, and then he started making wheels for racing bicycles, but somebody recognized his organizational capacity, and now he's running a construction company.
No, I've been in no hurry to take something, but it's getting to the point now where I got to find something to do to occupy my time. This lackadaisical thing is not working for me. No schedule. You've been doing okay? Hadn't talked to you in a few days.
A couple of, when I got into the radio business, I thought to myself, just because I was being realistic, I'm sure there'll be nonsense at first, but it'll be a different kind of nonsense. But actually,
it's everywhere. I don't think you can ever fully get away from it in anything anymore.
That's my big problem, too. And I tell people this all the time, I'm not a broadcaster. I'm not a broadcaster. I'm a military veteran who sounds like a broadcaster. So when some of these radio people come at me with some of these radio sensitivities, I am flabbergasted that that's actually a thing. And then as they continue to press it, I just sort of sit there going, all right. I wonder if they would look at me and say, you're too old to go to jail at this point.
I was having a discussion along that lines with a lady earlier this week of how generational differences, they think different than we do, and the way they process information is different, and it doesn't always work out well for either side.
On the last post I was at the same time I was there. And I got out of the military in 1990. And, I wouldn't think there'd be too much generational disconnect between the two of us, but I think it might have more to do with where it's from. It's from Worcestershire, Mass.
It's possible. And sometimes there's a just a gap in communication, I guess, is the most politically correct way to put that. You're just like me. You don't get along with everybody you meet. You try to, but it just doesn't happen.
I get it. But anyway, that's about it. I've got to go get dry dog food now because this media life that I lead, it is glamorous.
People for that?
People that would do a lot of things for me, but delivering dry dog food is not one of them.
I know what you mean. They'd say, you can get up your lazy self and go do that.
Thing, I mean, when I got into the radio business in 49, I had been out of the military for right at 20 years. I was fairly athletic because I was in the route business, right, like you were. And I was still in fairly decent shape. And then I get in the radio business, and I just, I mean, it's like my waistline exploded.
Didn't do me any favors, that's for sure. So I'm having the same problem and trying to work on that.
Hang on one second, let me catch this.